time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Okay, raise your hand if you've ever thrown something out of the window when you were driving in your car. Now raise your hand if you've ever gotten a ticket for $1,000 for littering. Well, I guess the question should have been, have you ever seen anyone do this criminal act and get caught? Now raise your hand if you've ever heard of the Coastal Cleanup Day. Great show of hands, thanks. Now one more, have you ever heard of the Coastal Cleanup Month? Really, and no wonder, it's a brand new event enhanced by the California Coastal Commission. Now, last year, 74,000 volunteers statewide cleared more than 800,000 pounds of trash from shorelines and waterways. Let that sink in for a minute. Now, from what Mrs. Jones and I see on our Saturday and Sunday morning rides across the Samoa bridges and out to the North Jetty to sip a brew and talk about the week behind and the week ahead of us as our grandparents' duties mount up, we often see a local business that's organized what's called the Pack Out Program. The business is the Pacific Outfitters, and they're no strangers to community service. Quick tip of the hat to them for their efforts to take care of that trash that assembles along the roadways up and down the Samoan Fairhaven dunes. Now, in a recent post by Packout, they requested help because the Samoa dunes are in bad shape right now. It's been taken over by RVs that are illegally camping, with litter being thrown everywhere. A couple of the pullouts along the side of the road to the jetty have been problematic historically, now with K-rails installed along the road to prevent campers from pulling in. It's the pullouts that don't have the K-rail sections that are getting trashed by illegal campers. You know, we've seen clusters of up to dozens of tents lined up on the top of the dunes. And go down a section or two, and another half dozen tents, trailers, pop-ups, and then I say buses and full-size motorhomes as well. Now back to the Facebook for a minute. I couldn't resist making a comment on the thread, and what came later was a mind-blowing and a typical political split on those that want something done about the problem to those that think we ought to put up a sign and say, free camping. Oh, and by the way, you can use our beautiful dunes as your personal toilet. Boggles the mind. The last guy said, hey, maybe we should put all those people responsible for this homeless issue in prison. Now, one more show of hands. Do you remember the debacle that was left to fester on the South Spit? Good show of hands. I do see a few that weren't around to see what happens when you ignore the problem. Let a few in and it grows like the blob. If our county officials continue to let this grow into a pandemic of its own, there'll be tens of thousands of more pounds of garbage and we'll have Coastal Cleanup Day every day. Call your county supervisor today and insist that something be done. Today. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.